Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Jar Spells Compendium, Unleash Your Magic and Enhance Your Craft. With 100 witch bottles recipes for protection, abundance, love, healing, and more. By Avril LaRue is a comprehensive guide aimed at both beginner and seasoned practitioners of witchcraft. This book serves as a detailed manual to creating jar spells for various intentions, including protection, abundance, love, and healing. Avril LaRue, with her profound knowledge and experience in witchcraft, offers readers a collection of 100 unique witch bottle recipes. Each recipe is carefully crafted to harness the natural power of herbs, stones, and symbols. The book is not just a collection of recipes, it's a journey into the heart of contemporary witchcraft, emphasizing the importance of intention, personal energy, and the natural world in magical practice. LaRue stands out by making the craft accessible, ensuring that each spell is both potent and practical for modern witches. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of intention in jar spells. Intention is the foundational element in the practice of crafting jar spells, as highlighted by Avril LaRue in the Jar Spells Compendium. LaRue emphasizes that the energy and focus a practitioner puts into the creation of a witch bottle greatly determine its effectiveness. This section of the book delves into the psychic preparation needed before engaging in spell work, such as meditation, visualization, and the cultivation of a clear, directed will. LaRue provides readers with techniques to hone their intentions, thereby augmenting the spell's power. The practice of charging each ingredient with a specific intention before placing it in the jar is meticulously outlined, showcasing how this conscious act of empowerment imbues the spell with vitality. The guiding principle is that the more precise and charged the intention, the more potent the jar spell will be, creating a direct channel between the practitioner's will and the desired outcome. Secondly, choosing the right ingredients. In the Jar Spells Compendium, Avril LaRue offers an extensive discourse on selecting the appropriate ingredients for each type of spell. This includes a variety of herbs, crystals, oils, and symbols that correspond with specific energies and intentions. The book outlines the magical properties of common and rare ingredients, providing guidance on how to combine them to enhance the spell's efficacy. For example, the author explains how rose petals can be used in love spells for their association with Venus, or how black tourmaline might be included in protection spells due to its grounding and shielding properties. LaRue stresses the importance of personal connections to the ingredients, suggesting that practitioners choose elements that resonate deeply with them for a more personalized and powerful spell. This topic not only enlightens readers on the vast array of magical components available, but also encourages creative and intuitive combinations, fostering a deeper engagement with the craft. Thirdly, crafting for various intentions. A core theme of the Jar Spells Compendium is its focus on crafting spells tailored to various life aspects, such as protection, abundance, love, and healing. Avril LaRue methodically breaks down the nuances of each category, offering readers a blueprint for creating effective jar spells for each intention. For protection spells, she discusses the incorporation of warding symbols and protective herbs. For abundance spells, LaRue explores the significance of green candles and citrine crystals. In the realm of love, the book highlights the potency of personal tokens and attraction oils. Lastly, for healing, ingredients like soothing lavender and rejuvenating clear quartz are favored. This segment of the book brilliantly showcases the adaptability of jar spells, encouraging readers to customize spells based on their specific needs and desires. It serves as a testament to the flexibility and personal nature of witchcraft, inviting practitioners to weave their unique energies and experiences into their spell work. Fourthly, rituals and charging spells. A significant portion of the Jar Spells Compendium is dedicated to the practices surrounding the charging and activation of spells. Avril LaRue elucidates the various methods by which practitioners can infuse their creations with energy, thereby activating the spell for its intended purpose. This includes exposure to moonlight or sunlight, the use of chants and affirmations, and the visualization of the spell's success. The author also explores more complex rituals involving the elements or deities that align with the spell's intention. LaRue's guidance extends to the maintenance of the jar spell, such as how and when to refresh its contents or when the spell should be respectfully dismantled. This section is crucial for practitioners seeking to understand the dynamics of spell longevity and potency, offering valuable insights into the sustained practice of witchcraft. Lastly, ethical considerations in spellcraft. Avril LaRue does not overlook the importance of ethics in witchcraft within the Jar Spells Compendium. This chapter serves as a profound reminder of the responsibilities that come with wielding magical energies. LaRue delves into the concepts of free will and harm none, urging practitioners to consider the implications of their actions on themselves and others. The discussion encompasses the potential repercussions of manipulative spells, the importance of consent, and the practitioner's intentions' purity. By incorporating ethics into the conversation about spellcraft, LaRue fosters a culture of respect, accountability, and mindfulness among witches. This not only emphasizes the spiritual integrity of the craft, but also encourages practitioners to engage in magic that uplifts, heals, and protects without causing unintended harm. It's a crucial counterbalance to the technical aspects of spellwork, underlining the moral compass required to practice witchcraft responsibly. In conclusion, The Jar Spells Compendium by Avril LaRue is an essential read for individuals looking to delve into or deepen their practice of witchcraft through the medium of jar spells. The meticulously articulated topics, from the power of intention and the selection of ingredients to crafting spells for various intentions, charging rituals, and ethical considerations, lay a solid foundation for both beginners and experienced practitioners. Through this guide, readers will not only acquire a wealth of practical knowledge, but will also embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal empowerment. The emphasis on ethics ensures that the practice of witchcraft is approached with respect and responsibility, making this book invaluable for those who wish to weave magic into their lives while honoring the tenets of harm, none, and free will. Whether seeking protection, abundance, love, or healing, readers will find in this compendium a rich source of inspiration and guidance, enabling them to craft spells that reflect their deepest desires and highest selves. If you would like to support Avril LaRue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.